Okay, good morning and welcome back to the Intern Show. Today you got me again, Ben. We've got our other anchor, Katlin Tan.
Hello.
And we've also got our latest guest. Her name is Isabel Lim. She is currently doing her diploma in graphic design in IACT College. Currently in her last semester and about to do an internship soon. So let's just pass it over to her to introduce herself a little bit.
Hi everyone, if you're listening, yes, I am she. I'm Isabel Lim. So yeah, as Ben said, I am a graphic designer, but I'm also studying graphic design now. I'm 20 years old. And yeah, besides that, I think that's pretty much an introduction. I do graphic design. What is up?
Okay, awesome. All right, so Isabel, just tell us a little bit about more about yourself. Why graphic design? How has graphic design been part of your life for the past few years, right? Yeah, so just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, I think how it all started was back in 2016 when I was 17 years old. I took a sub-science stream in high school. And I think because my sister is a graphic designer as well, so she's been doing that for a lot of years. So I got the opportunity to follow her around and, you know, like, follow her, like, teman her and go do all these things, like go printing shops, go actual like factories with to like touch papers and all that. And I think that was when I realized that, wow, this is so fun and I'm so done with studying. I want to do something that is creativity related.
Right.
I think at the time I was at a crossroad of either choosing music, which is another passion of mine, or anything creativity related because I cannot study. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to just drop it and I'm going to go for art stream because it's easier. Sorry, if you study art, I'm joking. So yeah, I think it was because of my sister. I saw how design plays such a huge part in the industry and in the world. Literally everywhere you go, it requires a graphic designer. The apps that you use on your phone, someone needed to design that. The shirt that you're wearing, someone needed to design that. Like everything required a creative eye and a creative person to actually bring it to life. And I saw that and I saw the value in that as a 17-year-old. So I thought, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to actually bring people's ideas to life through like creative works.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that graphic design was the thing for me, lah. So that's how I started. So far, it's been so good. I really, really like what I'm doing. College or even work and stuff like that. I think, yeah, as I said, like design really plays such a huge part in our world. And if you really open your eyes to see what around you requires design or a graphic designer, you will really blow your mind because almost everything needed a designer. So yeah, that's why I started. That's what I'm doing.
So that was like 3 years ago, 17, right? Now you're 20. What are you doing now? And do you think being in the industry so far, has things lived up to your expectations since 3 years ago?
Oh, good question. Okay, so for context sake, I've been freelancing for 2 years.
Mm.
So I actually took the time before starting college, like 5 months off. I wanted to start immediately because I am an overachiever. So I wanted to do now. I want to finish early when I was 20, when I was 18 years old. But then I thought, because I'm an overachiever, I'm going to just take 5 months off on my own. I will learn up all the softwares on my own and I will do all these things on my own first so that when I muscle college, I'd feel like, aha, I know a lot more.
Right.
So I think I actually took the time to understand the industry or I took the time to understand how design worked and things like that because of my sister. But I would say that it definitely exceeded my expectation.
Exceeded.
Yeah, some in good ways, some in bad ways. I think we can start with the bad ways.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
Like I said, I've been freelancing for 2 years. And I think when it comes to design work and working with other people, I think that there's so much beauty in working with people, but there's also so much dread that comes with it. Especially when the people who approach you, let's say a client that approaches me, they already have an idea in mind. Sometimes they don't.
Well, they think they do.
I think it's good. What was I saying? So like, they already know what they want. They have an intention. They approach you because they want you to bring their idea to life. I think when that happens, most of the times in my experience, in my very little experience in the past couple of years, they don't want to hear what you want to say. So I thought that I'm the graphic designer, I'm the creative, don't you trust me? It's my job. I can bring it to life through my works. Yeah. But I think that's the thing that really blew my mind. Like, oh, y'all actually don't wanna see how I can bring value to your work, right, or to your idea.
It's more what they want.
It's more of what the client wants. And I think that's one thing that I didn't really enjoy, because last minute amendments and things like, oh, those things are real. I've always thought that graphic design is like, oh my god, my client, like, I changed last minute, it's so tough. I've always thought that y'all never plan properly, you know, communication, but it's so real. So I think that those are the bad parts. I think communicating and working with people who are more like headstrong, I'd say they already know what they want. They don't want to hear you as a designer.
Right.
That's the challenge that I'd say, because I didn't expect that. I thought that I'm a graphic designer, you should listen to me, I'm the creative one. But I think in that there was also an upside to it, because you get to learn so much about people. I think as a graphic designer, I thought that it was very important to have your own style as a graphic designer. Until this year, I realized that, no, it's actually very important to be malleable to people's ideas and plans. Because our job as designers is to bring your ideas to life. I keep saying that because I really believe so. I am just like a tool. Oh, that's bad. For you to bring your whatever you want to life. You know what I mean? So I think there's also like beauty law in...
But do you think it takes away from your creative originality, your own style, because you're always having to adapt to other people's requests?
I think that's a very good question, because I think a lot of people would say like, oh, I'm not doing what I like. I think it can be taken that way. And I think that would depends on how an individual values their own creativity and how they see creativity. Because for me, I am most fulfilled not when I, in terms of design at least, not when I create something I like, more of when I successfully bring what you wanted to life.
Okay.
Yeah. So when that happens, I feel very fulfilled because you couldn't do it on your own and you needed me. And I wouldn't have created this if you weren't there. So I see value in that. So for me, I don't feel like, no, that's a lie. But there are times where let's say the clients really want something that is super ugly.
Okay.
Like, let's say throwback PowerPoint days type of design in 2019. Then, of course, you'd feel a bit like, huh, like everyone's going to see that this is my work, but this is not something that I wanted to do. They wanted this.
Yeah.
So I guess there is that side. So sometimes you'd feel like you're compromising your values and all that. But at the end of the day, they pay you, ma. They trusted you with their work, ma. Yeah, so I think it comes hand in hand, like the value in design and creativity. See, which one you value more.
Right.
For me, I value the process, lah. Like, I used to care a lot about how well it turns out at the expense of how the process was. But now I'm like, oh no, if you cannot communicate with me, or if you're not a kind client, or if you're really, really, really bad as a client, then I'm going to drop you. So I think it changes. It depends. Depends on who's the designer. It depends on who's the client.
Interesting. All right. So we do have a few questions for you. Since this is your first time ever going into, let's say, a company full time and do an internship, right? You were sharing with us previously that you have not done an internship yet, and your internship is coming in between January to March, right? So now, coming from a freelance perspective, and you've been doing freelance for the past 2 years, you don't have to report to anybody other than your clients, right? What are you expecting when you go into an internship between, you know, for a 3 months thing? You've got a supervisor who will be supervising you, and your creative space might be even smaller now, right? So what are you expecting during this internship?
To be honest, I don't know. I think you pretty much summed it up. I'm so used to freelancing, not needing to be supervised, not needing to answer to anyone but the direct source itself, which is the client. I think this is something that is honestly very overwhelmingly scary for me. Even though it's 3 months, there are a lot of emotions that are coming with it. I think I've been actually putting off sending in my, my applicancy. Is that a word?
Application.
Application. Yeah, <sure. laughs> you can cut it out. Yeah. I've actually been procrastinating sending in my application for any design studios or like agencies because I've been so scared. I don't know what to expect. And I think I sort of feel like it's a step back. Maybe you guys could help me with that. So I feel like I'm like sort of like going backwards because I'm so used to freelancing, getting a job done. I know what I'm doing, to now having to clock in 9 to 5. Actually, hi boss, this one how to do that? I have to do that. You know how they say like graphic designers are all introverts? I don't think that's true, but there is an element to that. There's a reason why people say that. It's because you work on your own, you don't see two hands working on one laptop for one design.
Yeah.
And I think I'm so used to that. I'm so used to me hiding in my cave, doing my design. At the end of the day, suddenly the design's done. So what I'm expecting, I honestly have no clue. It's such a foreign concept for me. I almost don't want to go to internship. In fact, I would much rather be hired as full-time because it's something that I've been doing for so long. But I think it would be a humbling process. And I think one thing that I guess I'm looking forward to is the routine. I think as any creatives out there, I'm pretty sure other job scopes also, like you stay up late a lot at the expense at the expense of your health, you create designs. And for me, there are days where I wouldn't sleep for like 40 hours because, you know, I feel like I can't do it. I need to get all my job done first, then I'll reward myself with sleep. So my routine's upside down, my sleeping pattern's upside down. So that's one thing that I'm looking forward to. If I could put like a positive pin to internship, routine. So I'm excited for that. But it's also dreadful. So I don't know what I'm expecting. I don't know if my role is going to be actual designs, right? We don't know that. Or is it going to be, hi, can you go photocopy this? Or you know what I mean? Could you go pick it up?
Sharpen
my pencil, stir my coffee cup, you know, stuff like that. So I think that's something that I'm like, okay.
And are you more inclined towards going into your large advertising corporations or like something smaller?
Definitely smaller.
Okay.
I've had maybe friends or seniors who did their internship in ad agencies. No shade. Oh, but it's tough life, man.
I hear a lot.
I think it's because there's a lot of jobs at once. You know what I mean? You have a lot of clients at once. That's how they sustain the company. But then the designers are like working like crazy. So I think if I could, I am. So the path that I'm choosing will not be.
Definitely not.
That. Yeah, no, okay. Not agencies and all that. I also think that it's a very touch-based thing when it comes to agencies. It's so fast-paced. They just need the ad. There's a lack of depth in like ad agencies and all that, I feel, for designers, for interns that want to be actual designers, maybe work on their own or start their own company and stuff like that. I feel like it's a very touch-based thing because when it comes to design studios, number one, it's smaller. I have no experience, I'm just saying. And number one, it's smaller. So there's a more personal touch to it. Like I get to actually guide you. And mostly these people are all creatives when it comes to design studios and things like that. So I think there is a weight lifted off there. And I think that's why I would much rather go for design studios because it's a design studio. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think, I won't do an agency. But who knows?
See where you get.
See what I get, lah.
Okay. All right, great. We'll take a break now. And then we will come back in a few minutes just to give you a bit more questions. And then we will let you throw us under the bus and see what do you want to know about internships we have been taking care of so far.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Be right back.
Ever wondered what leadership is all about? Is it developed over time? Or are people just born with it? We believe there is a science behind leadership, and we want to help you understand it. Take this journey with us as we hear from renowned leaders from all over the world. over our range of shows, tackling key spaces in different industries today. Leadernomics, the science of building leaders.
All right, and welcome back from our short little break. Welcome back onto the intern show. Once again, we've got Isabel, who is here with us as a guest. Okay, so Izzy, we've got a few other questions for you, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you've got an internship between January to March.
Yeah.
What is the big plans after that? Currently, you also do freelancing and, you know, all this work on top of that.
Yeah.
So what is your big plan after? Are you planning to go into degree or are you planning to just work? Plan to pursue something else totally?
Oh, that's a big question after a little short break. Okay, I think after my internship, I think it'd be great if I could land a steady and stable job, be it in freelance. If it's in freelance, then it would be maybe having a string of clients that are more consistent, that will come back to me, or maybe like a process where I know I can get X amount of clients in a month, enough to sustain myself and all that. So there's that freelancing thing. But if I actually manage to get myself a full-time at a company or at a studio, I think that would be great as well. I think it really depends on how I'm going to do it. Of course, it'd be great if I could do freelance, but I think I've yet to actually experience freelance as a whole because I've been a student. So I weigh in my assignments when I take in projects.
Yeah.
So I think I would venture out into that for short term, maybe. We'll see. So there's that. Yeah, that's that.
Okay. I mean, there's certain things that you're not sharing us, you know, from the back end. You told us that you might want to pursue something else. You are also, you got some plans for the years.
Yeah.
Moving forward, why don't you just share with us a little bit?
Okay. So besides doing graphic design, I mentioned earlier, like another passion of mine is music. And music has been something that I've put on hold for a lot of years. Too many years, actually. And I think it was only this year that I was approached by a good friend and a music producer and things like that to actually kick off my music career. Mm. And I think that's such a daunting thing, because in Malaysia, it's a very controversial thing. Huh? You're going to what? You're going to do music? Ah? Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's a very frowned upon.
It's a very frowned upon thing.
Yeah.
But times are changing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'll be pursuing music in 2020. Hopefully. Hopefully. So be it releasing songs, being featured on songs with different artists and things like that. So when that comes into play and if all goes well, definitely schedule is going to change. I won't really have the mind space to take in freelance work or even work full-time somewhere if I'm actually going to venture out into this like head first and dive deep. So there's that. So there's actually a lot of things for me to like explore after internship. I'm very excited for it. I feel like as scary as it is, I actually have the space to do what I want to do because I'm not weighed down by my studies and college anymore. So I think that, there are three ways that I could go: freelance, company or studio, or my music. But I don't think it's impossible to do all at once.
Okay, so how do you plan to balance between all these, things that you're passionate about or, you know, your work, internship,
and what gets
music.
Me the money.
Yeah. So how do you plan to balance between all these things that you're going to go for?
I think studying while working has really given me like an idea of how to balance and how being bad at balancing would affect my lifestyle. So I think it's actually not hard for me personally to do a lot of things at once. I think this year was the toughest year because, there are other responsibilities for me. I had to go to my part-time job and I had my freelance jobs. And I had my assignments and I had retake subjects. I did all like at once and it was very, very heavy, but I still managed to do it. And I think, I really, really think that if you like what you're doing, balancing and prioritizing it shouldn't be hard. Not saying that the process is damn easy, but I'm saying the will to prioritize it or compartmentalize time for each thing that you like shouldn't be a hard thing to achieve that, to have that will. So I think for me, if I genuinely really like doing design, I like doing art, anything creativity related, I really love it. So I would say that to balance it, it wouldn't be too hard. I say that now, I don't know. I wouldn't know for sure. But I would think that it shouldn't be too hard, because as a creative, you're constantly being creative.
Yep.
You can be falling asleep, but then there's a melody in your head. You can be dropping a deuce in the toilet, but then you have a lyric that suddenly comes up. So you're non-stop creative. So how do you balance that? How do you balance, oh, this would be great for my logo. You can't compartment. No, I cannot think about that now. So that's how I view creativity. It's a constant thing. So in terms of time, my dad always... My dad always told me this when I was... he would scold us. I always say, sorry, pa, no time, no time. He would say, what the heck? Bill Gates has the same 24 hours with you. He always says that. I never gotten it until this year when I've actually had to stay up for like 24 hours straight. Hey, I don't recommend. I'm not saying everyone should do that. But if you really have the will for something, you'd make time. And that's lacking. People feel like, I do this, I cannot do that anymore. I don't think it's true. I think you can do a lot of things. I think one quote that I live by is, the things that you're passionate about are not random, they're your calling. You're passionate about it for a reason. You know, as random as X and Y is, and how maybe contrary those things are, you're good at it for a reason. And if you actually dive deep into why you're good at it and how you want to use it in the industry, you can balance that. So that's just my take on it, lah. But until I experience it, I wouldn't know. Maybe you can have me on again.
Awesome. Maybe we should call you back again.
I mean, five years down the road, when you make it big in the design world, in the music world, then we'll have you back again. But just don't forget this.
I won't forget, lah. This is my first podcast.
Okay, man. Awesome.
Yeah, that's my take.
Right, right. Okay, so being someone relatively new, you're young in the industry and everything, how do you plan to stay ahead of the game or competitive in this industry?
Because it's very heavily saturated.
Well, that's what I hear. Is that true?
It's true. You go everywhere. What do? I'm a graphic designer. There's a lot of creatives now. And I think, especially in 2019 and as the years come by, I feel like the creative industry is very heavily saturated. And I think it's a good thing, because I think maybe our parents' time or our parents' parents' time, like, the jobs that you hear are like doctor, lawyer, accountant, and very academic-based stuff. So I think it's very good that now society and the world and even the government is seeing that, okay, creativity has value. And so I think that's why there's a lot of people. But then, I would say it's very heavily saturated. How to stay ahead of the game, I would like to know too. But I think it has a lot to do with constantly growing. Constantly growing, constantly understanding, okay, times have changed, how can I adapt? Like anything, design also has trends. Staying ahead of the game would be, okay, finding out what people like. Not just on the internet, or not just what things have been produced, maybe even in your conversations. How come that shirt caught your eye? Things like that. So constantly looking out for these little details to maybe absorb. So that's how I think. And I also think that you, like I was telling you this off mic just now, there are a lot of designers out there, there are a lot of creative people. But if you cancel out people who cannot talk and cannot communicate, that leaves you with at least half. And if you cancel out people who only want things their way, for example, they only like to draw and they're not malleable. They feel threatened when you want things your way in terms of like client relationships, then that leaves you with the half of that half. So if you think about it, is it really that heavily saturated?
Okay, but which is an interesting point though. So if I were to ask you right now, it sounds like there are a lot of other soft skills that are really needed if you want to stay relevant and successful in this field, right? Can you name me maybe a list of 3 or 5 other soft skills that you think are crucial, even for a graphic designer?
I think number one, I would always say this, you got to be able to communicate.
Okay, communication.
Communication is definitely key. So be it communicating with your clients, your employers, even your employees, in fact, people and things like that. Because I always find that, at least in my experience of being in college, like, you see a lot of young upcoming designers, but the biggest flaw is maybe in presentation. They cannot explain the intention behind.
That's when they stumble.
Yeah. And I think that's where you lose crowd. You literally have people's attention, like, at this moment, like how I have your attention right now with this mic. But you cannot bring words to your work.
Right.
Words are very important. Words and, like, art comes hand in hand. That's why you can look at a painting, let's say it's just splatters of ink, and you're like, it's more like the, like, what's that?
Yeah.
But then if there's a story tied to it, or this person suffers from depression and this is how he copes, and it, suddenly it's like, wow, I love this painting. I'm gonna pay $1 million
for
it.
So much more to it. Yeah,
so there, communication, not just in me talking, even how you bring a message through your art. I think it's very important. Everything you create must have a message or a meaning tied to it. Of course, it's a little controversial to say that for design, especially maybe like corporate stuff, and it's just an infographic, or it's just a PowerPoint slide. But I think that there has to be intention lah, when it comes to trying to communicate an idea. So yeah, back to like my first point, communication. It's because a lot of young people don't really know how to talk anymore. I think that is why I decided to do graphic design as well. Because I know that I can talk. So I wanted to be the person that breaks the stereotype. I wanted to be that person that graphic designers are not introverts.
Right.
Yeah. Graphic designers can talk. In fact, some can talk better than business people. And that's why I think communication is one. Do you want another one?
Sure, give me another one.
Did I have another one? I didn't think that. I would say being authentic in everything you do is very important too. Like in your art, in your process. If you're fake, people can tell.
They pick up on it.
I think that everything you create and everything you do, right? Even if, let's say, like, people don't really directly can sense that, oh yeah, this person, this is not how this person usually talks, back communication, or this is not how this person would translate this art. People can sense it somehow. I feel like everybody catches heart, and you'll know one lah, if something is authentic or not. Or let's say this person lost sleep while doing this, and this person really didn't like this work or job scope at all. You can feel it. There will be something off about it.
Right.
And not saying just because you don't like it, don't do it. But you do it all, like, be authentic with your art and be authentic with all these things. I think that's very, very important. Because if not, then I bet like 2050, there would be like artificial intelligence that can design for us already. They don't need us anymore. So that's why
I feel like, in the end, it's the heart behind it.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
Right.
So I'll leave you with two.
Great.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Due to the time issues, we've just got, you know, now we're going to give you the ball. The ball's on your court. Do you have any questions that you would like to ask from us who manage the interns here in our current company?
Okay. I think I want to ask, try to put it in a more of like a designer's context. Is it really important to do internship?
For me personally, I think it would be great for them to be exposed to working with people, to having a routine 9-to-5 job, to figure out if that's what they like or they don't like, to see whether they would want to have somebody supervise them instead of them always having to make the big decisions, or learning from somebody who is who has been in the industry for longer, who has dealt with bigger clients, you know, who has dealt with even anybody and everybody. I think just to be exposed and to be able to learn from their supervisor, their mentor, the people that they report to. But that's saying, hopefully, that they do get an internship in a place where they will learn something and not somewhere where it's going to be a really bad experience.
Yeah.
So I think for a graphic designer or a person who is in the creative world, prior to getting an internship, I think there has to be a lot of research done on the places that you want to go to. So to know that is this a place that you want, you will be able to learn something instead of just going there, doing the mundane little things, doing the simple things. So that's what I have.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. Well, personally, I wouldn't know much about specifically the graphic design industry, but my take on it would be that, you know, Isabel, you may be one of the few ones who are lucky to really have a direction and start with a sense of purpose already, of knowing what you want to do and what you don't want to do, right? But I think for a lot of people out there and a lot of young, you know, generations out there, they may not have their sense of direction yet. Yeah. And I think internship would be one of the only ways to really identify, you know, is this for me or is this not for me, right? Yeah. So in that sense, you know, is going into a large advertising firm something I want to do? And an internship would be a great experience to identify what that's like and really live a three-month sort of experience and sort of really identify, is that something that I want to pursue or not? So I think an internship still has some sort of value. And I think a lot of people will say, you know, why do I need an internship in this time and this day? You know, I can just go straight into the job. But I think that's my perspective. And I think that holds for a lot of different industries as well in a career sense. Giving that kind of exposure, even changing directions midway through your career, internships are still relevant in that sense. So yeah, that's my take.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that is all for the intern show for today. Once again, I want to thank you so much. Thank Isabel for being here.
Thank you, Isabel.
Yes, it was such a pleasure getting to have you on board and getting to know you even a little bit more. All right. Till the next episode, and thank you and have a great day.
You've been listening to Leadernomics FM, the science of building leaders.